Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 26th through July 2nd, 2010. U.S. envoy for Middle East peace disappointed over proximity talks, while Israeli military and settler attacks continue to target Palestinian communities. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank villages and in Jerusalem. Today, the people of Belayin were joined by internationals and Israelis in the weekly demonstration against the illegal apartheid wall that has stolen more than half of Belayin's land. About 150 protesters carried out the message to the Palestinian leaders, expressing the need for unity, bringing a large banner showing a picture of the late Palestinian President Yasser Arafat and Ahmed Yassin, the founder and late leader of Hamas, together. The popular committee in Belayin, represented by Iyad Burnat, said there is a need for the Palestinians to unite to resist Israel's illegal occupation. Burnat stressed the fact that many people are coming from abroad to show support and urged the Palestinian leaders to focus on solidarity instead of causing more suffering for their people. Protesters went together dancing and chanting slogans until they reached the fence where Israeli soldiers are stationed. Troops asked the protesters to leave in 10 minutes. According to a report by the Friends of Freedom and Justice in Belayin, Israeli troops started shooting tear gas at the marchers as they were on their way back to the village, causing dozens to choke from tear gas inhalation. Heat from tear gas canisters and sound grenades set fire to the dry ground in several places. The smoke and the gas forced people further back, and in spite of the non-violence and retreat, the soldiers continued shooting. A number of olive trees caught fire, causing severe damage. Nearby, the residents of the village of Na'lin near Ramallah organized their weekly non-violent protest against the construction of the wall on their land. A few months ago, the Israeli military placed the land slated for confiscation under military order, which prohibits the residents from reaching the land for any reason. The villagers, accompanied by international peace activists, marched from the center of the village to the land carrying Palestinian flags and chanting slogans calling for the removal of the wall and the end of the Israeli occupation in Palestine. Salah Al-Khawaja, member of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in the village, stressed the importance of the nonviolent protests to face the Israeli policies of separating Palestinians from their lands and the ongoing attempts to evacuate the Palestinians from Jerusalem. The protest ended peacefully as the Israeli troops remained behind the gate in the wall and did not attempt to prevent the prayer. In the meantime, the villagers of Al-Masara near Bethlehem organized a protest against the Israeli wall being built on their land. The villagers, along with international and Israeli peace activists, marched after the Friday prayer to the construction site of the wall. Mohammed Brajia, one of the organizers of the protest, said Israeli troops violently prevented the demonstrators from reaching the wall. Instead, protesters organized a sit-in near the sealed area and carried signs condemning the wall and pointing to the ruling of the International Court of Justice in 2004, which called for the immediate removal of the wall and the compensation of the Palestinians who suffered losses from its construction. In other news, elected Hamas legislators in Jerusalem started a protest against Israel's order to expel them from Jerusalem and may likely escalate their protest to a hunger strike. Engineer Khalid Abu Arafa, former Minister of Jerusalem Affairs, told media that the protest is enjoying wide public support and would continue until further notice. Israel has recently arrested Mohammed Abu Tayr, member of the Palestinian Parliament, representing the Palestinian Jerusalem constituency. The protesting legislators decided to hold their protest at the Red Cross building and said that they will remain there until their issue is resolved and the expulsion order against them are revoked. American envoy for Middle East peace, George Mitchell, was reported to have expressed disappointment over stalled proximity talks between Israelis and Palestinians. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the story.
Palestinian Igishidr Ahmad Kurey was reported as saying that the proximity talks between Israelis and Palestinians are deadlocked over Israel's continued unilateral actions in the occupied East Jerusalem. Kure called on all parties concerned to move in order to save what could be saved in the Arab holy city. He also reiterated call to Israel to accept the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002, which calls for a comprehensive peace with Israel based on the 1967 borders. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to visit Washington. The visit is preceded by remarks of Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman, in which he expected no Palestinian state within a period of 2 years. Media reports suggest that U.S. President Barack Obama is going to pressure Netanyahu over a freeze of ongoing Israeli settlement activities in the occupied East Jerusalem so that peace talks between the two sides shall resume. In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he is ready to pay any price for the release of captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza, which holds Shalit, reiterated position that Shalit can never be released unless Israel agrees to a list of Palestinian prisoners Hamas wants to see freed in return for Shalit. Earlier this week, Hamas rejected a request from the International Committee of the Red Cross to visit Shalit. On the internal Palestinian level, Hamas and Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have not yet reached an agreement on national unity despite latest Arab mediation efforts. In a letter to Secretary General of Arab States League, Amr Moussa, Hamas's supreme exiled leader, Khaled Mashal, called on Moussa to name the party responsible for the deadlocked national unity. Some time ago, Moussa visited the Gaza Strip and met with representatives of all Palestinian factions, including Hamas and Fatah. Hamas handed Moussa a list of Hamas's reservations to a Fatah-signed, Egyptian-produced conciliation paper. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
One Palestinian killed in the Gaza Strip and several wounded, while Israeli military raids into West Bank communities continue. The details with IMEMC's Brian Ennis.
This past week, the Israeli military invaded West Bank communities no less than 13 times. These invasions resulted in the kidnapping of 19 Palestinian civilians. Among those are three human rights activists, a child, and a girl. This past Saturday, the 26th of June, Israeli settlers assaulted the home of a Palestinian man in Silwan village. They attempted to seize the home, but the community rallied around the legal occupants of the residence and repelled the would-be invaders. In further clashes with the Israeli military that day, around 140 civilians were injured from either tear gas inhalation or beatings from soldiers. The next day, Sunday the 27th, a Palestinian child in the same village of Silwan lost his eye as a result of an injury sustained from the impact of a high-velocity tear gas shell fired by the Israeli military. Other civilians in the vicinity suffered tear gas inhalation. On Wednesday, two water well keepers in the village of Sebastia were attacked by settlers. The settlers threw rocks at the men before they ran away. The men were not injured. Hebron saw settlers attack two cars owned by Palestinians on Friday. The settlers lit the two cars on fire, destroying them, before they ran back to their settlements. In Gaza, the Israeli military continued to fire at workers near the border areas who were collecting materials for construction. No one was injured this week. Israeli military forces near the border of Gaza killed one resistance fighter after the group had fired at Israeli forces on Monday. The Israeli military on Thursday also bombed areas near the Gaza International Airport, Khan Yunis, and Gaza City. The Gaza City strike damaged nearby homes. No wounded were reported for any of those attacks. Al-Quds Center for Legal Aid and Human Rights reported that some 40 Bedouin families in the Al-Farsiya area in the northern plains of the Jordan Valley received official notices from Israel ordering them to leave their areas. The families have been living in the area for several decades, having been previously forced out of another area due to Israel's illegal policies in the construction of settlements. The center said that the orders did not give the families more than 24-hour notice, an issue that would make it practically impossible for them to present the needed ownership documents or to appeal the decision. For IMEMC.org, this is Brian Ennis.
And that's just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For regular updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.